As we go to air tonight, charities are working around the clock to make sure those who have nothing this Christmas will have something to eat tomorrow. The COVID economic crisis and the ongoing fallout from high levels of unemployment has led to a doubling in demand for hampers, charities say. And while the big retailers say they're expecting bumper Boxing Day sales, economists warn they could be in for a rude shock. Our business reporter David Taylor has more.
Jan McDonald is cutting and folding strips of turkey to fit nicely into a Christmas charity lunchbox.
At the moment I'm rolling turkey because they're doing separate food packs for each person. So,
how many strips of turkey have you rolled so far this morning?
I can't tell. Started with chicken, now we're on to turkey. The turkey's more difficult than the chicken.
She's volunteering in food preparation for the Exodus Foundation in Sydney's Inner West, a charity providing free meals and support to thousands of homeless and disadvantaged Australians. Every year at this time, the foundation hosts sit-down gatherings where people can come and eat and drink on Christmas Day. It can't happen this year due to COVID restrictions, so they've organised takeaway. But Jan McDonald says it'll be hard watching people leave the church grounds on their own.
I think just the isolation, mainly I think that's the isolation where they're just, they've been looking forward to it and they're going to have to walk away.
So in that sense, is it vital while they're here to make the most of it while they're
yes,
here?
Yes, definitely. Just come in, enjoy their meal, maybe see some people, just really enjoy the moment.
Bill Cruz runs the Exodus Foundation. He also worries about how thousands of Australians will cope with isolation this Christmas. But more than that, he's told PM he's never seen so much economic desperation on the streets before.
I think it's going to get even worse. I walk down the road and somebody says to me, I've lost my job. I've applied for 100 jobs and got none. And they'll burst into tears and I'll say, please employ me. Or we'll get emails like that. So that I think, as well as what we're dealing with now, we're going to have the aftermath. And of course, all the economists say, it's going to be great, it's going to be great, going to be great.
The National Retailers Association is one organisation saying just that. Despite Australia only just creeping out of a recession, it's forecasting a record $2.75 billion will be spent across stores nationwide on Boxing Day, as pent-up demand is unleashed for a day. The retailers also predict the nation's online spend will hit $930 million for the day. But CEO Dominic Lamb concedes the spending splurge is not expected to continue beyond this weekend.
But the issue with next year is that we know JobKeeper, for instance, is going to cease and JobSeeker is going to go back to a reduced amount. And the problem with that, of course, is, you know, even for our small businesses, if they haven't done as well as they'd hoped or as well as they needed during this period, the question is, you know, will they survive? But right now, the figures across retail are looking very good.
CommSec economist Ryan Felsman's been studying shoppers' behaviour around the country. He says retail sales rose 7% in November, up 13% over the year, helped by the launch of the iPhone 12, the reopening of the Victorian economy, and Black Friday. He also thinks Boxing Day sales will be strong. But all of these spikes in sales, he says, relate to one-off promotions and bargains. He's as concerned as Bill Cruz and Dominic Lamb that as long as coronavirus remains a threat, purse strings will remain tight during regular trading periods.
If you look at the scarring on the labour market, there were still 942,100 Aussies still jobless at the end of November. And certainly that is reflected in the fact that we have seen a lot of Australians reaching out to charities ahead of Christmas looking for help.
But it's those who Michael Kazavitis calls the working poor which will need the most help in 2021. He runs a mobile food bank service and says those workers whose spending normally provides a bedrock of support for the economy are right now struggling to put food on the table. Get them into work, he says, and many Australians will benefit.
So these people have jobs, but their hours have been cut back, they may have been furloughed, they're on the breadline, and so we're seeing people come in that ordinarily wouldn't have before.
What's the first thing they say when they turn up?
Thank God you guys are here, because I don't know where else to turn.
That's charity worker Michael Kazavitis with our business reporter David Taylor.